I wondered if you made anything out of fruits. You put butter on the bread, but would you put anything on it?
Yeah, you had.
Oh, and my mother, like I was telling you about, too.
Yeah, man.
She'd make the best preserves out of figs, the gruel, and pear preserves, and had currants growed in the bushes, in the orchard.
And I'm trying to think, what is that little thing that looked like an apple? What was
quince.
Yeah, I tried to think of it.
Oh, what did you call it? Quince preserve?
And they're the best preserve.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of back. Oh,
we had some bushes of quince.
Way back in the old folks had all that stuff. They didn't throw away nothing. They put it up.
You made me think, you let my mind run back on something happened with me and between my dad. You know, old people in them times, they really would put up them quince preserves, pear preserves, and all of that. As a boy, I seen my daddy go in there. He opened one of the jars. They have a lot of them there. I think they'd use a lot of time those gallon crocks. Yeah. Not crocks. Do you know those gallon? Gallon jugs that put them preserves in it, you know, and those quince preserves. They'd have, you know, color that you got them family. They'd have them, and my dad went in there, and my mother was awful strict with it. He went in there, and he opened them and eat some of those quince preserves. I think he got him a biscuit. After he got out, I tell you what happened. I never will forget that, since my memory is so much. And he went out, I went in there, slipped in there and opened. He died of it. And when I eat out of it, I got strangled. And I like to strangle. I just never had nothing to strangle me as bad. From them quince preserves. Yeah, that's what happened. Now, I didn't exactly steal them, my mother wouldn't care, but I went in there unbeknownst to her, and they strangled me so, and I sit there as a boy, and I said, "Oh, Mama," she said, "What is it?" And I feel like I got strangled. Just got where I could talk it. Never been strangled that way before in my life. Right. Or just thinking about them. We speaking about them.
You kind of felt guilty as a boy. That's yes. Choked up.
Ain't never been that strangled before in my life. I just lost my breath for a few minutes. Doing something I shouldn't have done when in there.
How old were you then?
I was about, let me see. I wasn't over 8. 9 years old, I don't imagine. Because when I had that, like I told you, that sunstroke, I thought I told you, I was about 15 years old, I guess. The doctor said, "You know, I was telling you on it, we told him." Told my mother, said, "He'll be with me, or this boy will outgrow it. But he'll always feel the pain." That doctor died, I think, in 19. And what year I went to know? 1918. That doctor died. He's riding horses. He come right into this old house about that on a horse.